You're listening to Immaculate Conception Podcasts, recorded every Sunday at the 11 o'clock Mass at our new church located at 411 Palmer Road in Columbia, Illinois. For more information about Immaculate Conception, please go to www.icc-columbia-il.us. Our pastor is Father Carl Scheer. And now, enjoy the podcast.
As we all know, the Easter Bunny was very busy last night. And in order to be able to cover all the territory, he sometimes takes flights on airplanes. And do you know what the Easter Bunny's favorite place to sit on the airplane is? It's the exit row. The exit row. Maybe the microphone wasn't working the first time. I'm a little rusty after not having any jokes to tell for over 40 days of Lent. It was back in January of 1998, they had the opportunity to fly to Tel Aviv and to take a pilgrimage of the Holy Land on El Al Airlines. And of course, it's such a tremendous experience to walk in the same places that Jesus and his apostles walked and where today's events we celebrate took place. Certainly enjoyed a visit to the Church of the Crucifixion, built over the site where Jesus was crucified. And then the Garden Tomb, where it is thought that Jesus was possibly buried. But of all the places that I saw, the place that really struck me the most was the Dead Sea. The Dead Sea has water coming into it from the Jordan. It has no place to go. It stays there. It keeps all the water. And so it's filled with salt, and there's no life there. There's no fish, of course, in the water, and no growth around it. In fact, we were told by our tour guide that every year the banks recede. The amount of water is decreasing. It's kind of ironic that it keeps all the water it receives the River Jordan, but the more it keeps, the less it has. 100 miles to the north is the Sea of Galilee. The Sea of Galilee, too, has water coming in, but water going out. And it's filled with fish, filled with life all around it. An interesting contrast. The sea that keeps all the water to itself is dead, the Dead Sea. The one that gives lives. That's what today's feast is all about. Jesus gives his all for us. And because he gives, we live. Jesus tells us time and time again in the scriptures that we must be willing to let go of life in order to find life. And that if we try to hold on to life, we will lose it. It is in giving that we find and receive. Those who give live. And we're reminded that we are called to give the gift of hope and mercy and joy to all God's people. We read in Luke's account of the resurrection that the two angels who appeared to the women said, "He has been raised." And his resurrection raises us up with new joy and hope. And so, too, we are to raise others up with the hope and joy of his resurrection. We are to be that leaven, that yeast that St. Paul talks about in our second reading today, that we are to lift others up, to raise them up by our words of hope, support, encouragement, gratitude, joy, and mercy. Again, when we give, we live. And Jesus gave all, and he lives and tells us if we follow his example and are willing to give, we too will live. This is the feast of our salvation, so important that we celebrate it for 50 days. We have fasted for 40 plus days, and now we feast for 50 days. We rejoice in this good news that we too can live for all eternity. Again, because the resurrection everything is changed. Everything is different. And so too should our lives be different. As we give the gift of God's peace and hope and joy and mercy to others, then we too will live. We will have fullness of this life and eternal life. That's what this feast is all about. And this feast, the great Easter Sunday, is so great that we celebrate it for 50 days, and the first 8 days called the octave of Easter, treated as one single day. But in fact, we celebrate Easter each and every Sunday, the day the Lord has risen from the tomb. And by our presence here and the witness we give in our daily lives, we proclaim to all the world and to one another that God is good
all the time.
All the time.